Thank you for joining me for this late September, October, Our Man Spiritual Recovery newsletter. I'll start off with part of a quote from a Viktor Frankl, who's a Holocaust survivor. There are two races of men in this world, decent and indecent. And here's a larger piece of that quote from his book. From all this, we may learn that there are two races of men in this world, but not only these two, the race of the decent man and the race of the indecent man. Both are found everywhere. They penetrate into all groups of society. No group consists entirely of decent or indecent people. Again, from Viktor Frankl, his book, Man's Search for Meaning. The truth continues to change. What was right in the past is now wrong. What was wrong in the past is now right. It's no surprise that this is happening. Societies in large have given up on the principal foundation of what most countries had aimed for, the greater good of all, not just for this religion or this gender or this ethnicity, etc., but given everyone the opportunity to become all they can, to live to their full potential. Today, it seems it's about what one can get for free, or it has to be all or nothing, which doesn't allow one to develop, to come to their full potential. As long as progress is being made, there is an ever-increasing hope to continue to make more significant progress. In his book, Frankl writes that joy and suffering are relative concepts, with meaning determined by the individuals in reference to their experiences and expectations. Similarly, he mentions that people have the ability to choose what will become of them mentally and spiritually. We have this ability to be in and of spirit. It's based on our faith and belief in a power greater than us. The God of our society today seems to be all things worldly and temporary, not a God of eternal peace, but one of a brief, immediate want, desire, and attachment to that want. Today, it seems people only want to focus on bad and indecent of a group, be it faith, country, race, etc., instead of seeing everything. Progress is being made. And it's been said before, this is a world of duality. There can be no happiness without sadness, no peace without war, no poverty without wealth, etc. The heaven/nirvana we find here on earth is within us. It's our consciousness and perceiving the world around us. Did you know in 1960, over 60% of Americans would never vote for a black president? And yet 50 years later, a black man was elected to the presidency for two terms? In 1958, only 4% of Americans approved of black and white marriages. In 2016, 87% of Americans approved, according to a Gallup poll. During World War II, Asian Americans in America were made to live in camps in poverty. Today, Asian Americans are among the highest income bracket, if not the highest, along with Pakistani and immigrants from India, earnings over Americans born here. Times are changing, but that's not even the critical point. The real issue here is, what are we focusing on? It seems to be immediate gratification. It's I want what I want, and I want it now sense of consciousness. Can we be developing integrity and discrimination to understand what is real and what is not, what sounds like truth and what is truth? Remember, that life's goal is not just about temporary happiness, but also about the road to eternal happiness, which is what we are preparing for here on earth and can even have here now. What are you focusing on? How is your consciousness working you? Are you upset by the state of things? Would you like to be anchored better during these stormy times? More to come, but in the meantime, peace be with you, Michael John.